Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego. And I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how higher ego power contributes to difficulty in managing significant life changes. These are the kind of changes that we're all confronted with during the course of our lives. These include developmental changes of a physical, mental, emotional, and even spiritual nature taking place in ourselves and others, particularly those we live with and we work with. Some of them are subtle, while others can be more dramatic. These changes can involve ones of a situational nature involving our work, relationships, and finances, to name but a few. There are also societal changes going on around us that are part of an ever-changing world we must work with and adapt to. These include changes that are forcing us to work towards being a national and world community. And finally, technological changes that we must come to terms with, lest we all fall further and further behind and remain living in a world that once was, rather than the world as it is. Unfortunately, many are having difficulty dealing with these changes, and this difficulty has at its roots imbalanced ego energy. Our focus today will be looking at how higher ego power affects a person's ability to work healthily and adaptively with these changes. We're going to look at how over-empowerment often weakens one's ability to work with these changes. There's often too much need for control being brought into the mix when change is happening. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by their ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of themselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy, affecting relationships with their family, friends, and coworkers, which could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting their efforts to achieve, to use their potential, and recognize the service in what they are doing, and being able to experience a sense of meaning connected to their life's work. Ego stupidity affecting their ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in their life. Ego stupidity, making it difficult to grow their mind with truth, while keeping them stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading them into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting their spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in their daily thoughts, words, and deeds. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence, or the absence of spirituality, or mental instability, and has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During our show today, we'll be looking at the impact that higher ego power has on the way a person deals with the significant changes I mentioned earlier that life will bring to their door. These are people who are often consumed with the need to exert control over any of the changes taking place in their lives, and often those who are connected to them in some form, be they family or friends. They often interpret change as a threat to their control and will often try to deny it or to resist it, to reject it, or to aggressively manage it. They often think that the only good changes are the ones they have brought about, because this aligns with their intense need to have control over things taking place in their life. This is the person who would insist on their teenager's friends and who they are and the activities they should or shouldn't be involved in, even as they are working their way into young adulthood. This can be the spouse or partner who objects to their mate's desire to make a career change, often attempting to reject the change or block it from happening if they can. This is the person who fails to get medical treatment despite life-threatening symptoms, wanting to control the illness rather than letting themselves open up to what may need to be done. This is the person who refuses to wear a mask to protect themselves and others, because they interpret that as an infringement over their freedom and control. This is the person who insists on doing it the old way when new, better, and more efficient ways are available. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, millions of people experience these difficulties because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the dictator, the rebel, and the control freak that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you or a loved one is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a higher ego power voice is talking to and through you in your life. And here is the first one. You only prefer changes that you have initiated. People with higher ego power want to control much of what goes on in their life, including the various kinds of changes that may be going on. And they prefer changes that they started because they want change to happen on their terms rather than on oftentimes life's terms when change comes to us, whether we know it or not or are ready for it or not. So here are some additional questions to consider in thinking about this particular symptom. Is it important for you to feel you're running the show? That you're running everything that's taking place in your life including the things that are going to change or not change? Does it make you angry or frustrated or resentful if you have to change your work patterns, or maybe your exercise patterns, or maybe your mealtime routines, because maybe something has come up? Does it make you angry or resentful to change your plans to accommodate the needs of others? People with higher ego power often view this kind of requirement, or maybe it's a situational demand, as an infringement on their control, and they don't like it very much. They don't work with it very well or want to manage it very well. Are you an inflexible person that has difficulty adjusting your schedule or routine? Meaning you want others to adjust to your schedule, to your life, to your pattern, rather than the other way around. So do you insist that people should adjust and adapt to your schedule in a way they have to fit into my world? I don't have to fit into theirs. So thinking about some of these questions, does any of this sound familiar to you? We'll go on to the next symptom. You have trouble engaging in change that can bring about something good or needed in your life. People with higher ego power often place the need for control over the potential benefits that could come from making certain changes that are needed in their life. Here are some questions and maybe some examples of what that looks like. Do you resist making changes in your eating habits, even though you know that there are better and more healthy ways for you to go about your eating patterns? People with higher ego power don't like the potential control that changing that aspect of their life is making upon them. Or do you resist making changes in your spending habits, even though it could benefit your financial situation? A good example of this would be people who are living beyond their means. They refuse to stop living beyond their means because that requires a change in what they're doing insofar as the control over their finances. And when you look at the people that are in debt, lots of indebtedness is happening in our financial indebtedness is happening due to this trouble with adjusting, accommodating to the income situation they are in. Do you resist making changes in your relationship with your partner, even though you know it could help the relationship? So things aren't going where they should be going, perhaps, in the relationship, and there's a need for improvement in communication or the ability to compromise or to exert or display compassion within the relationship. But you're not going to go there. You're not willing to do that, even though it's apparent that it's going to be needed in order to do that. Also, do you resist making changes in your work patterns, even though it could improve the quality of your work? So maybe you need to work on being more organized. Maybe you need to be more punctual. Maybe you need to learn how to prioritize. These are all strategies to improve the quality of one's work. But you're not going to do that, because if you start to do that, that is an abdication of what you feel is control over your life. So when you think of these various questions and these examples, does any of this sound familiar to you? We'll go on to the next symptom. You try to deny the developmental changes that are taking place in yourself or others. I mentioned earlier things of a physical nature, or perhaps a mental or emotional and even spiritual nature that are taking place in you. Because a lot of these changes are happening whether you like it or not. They kind of violate, from people with higher ego power, that sense of control that they want to feel they have in their life. So here are a few examples of or questions that reflect or tie in with the symptom. Do you deny or ignore symptoms that suggest a need for medical attention? Meaning there are warning signs that are coming about. A lot of them are maybe heart-related problems. Maybe it's angina or elevated blood pressure. And you don't interpret those signs in a healthy way. You often interpret them as an violation of your control. And so you often will maybe get the help you need later rather than sooner, which unfortunately can lead to a bigger problem than you had to begin with. Or do you treat your teenagers, if you have any, as if they are several years younger than they are? You often fail to allow for the growth that's taking place. Maybe it's physical growth or social growth or sexual maturation and other things that are taking place, and you often treat them as if they are younger than they are. Or do you try to do the same physical activities that you did when you were younger? Some of these can be things that could put you in danger. You're maybe 45 or 50 going on. You're thinking you're 25, and you try to act like you are, but you're not. And it's a change in your capacities. We all confront that, and we have to work with it intelligently so that we don't do harm to ourselves. Or do you tell yourself or others that you're less sick than you really are? Again, that goes back to those symptoms I mentioned earlier, being in some ways denial of the symptoms that you may be experiencing, that there is a bigger problem taking place than you want to acknowledge. And also, do you tell yourself that your relationship with loved ones is better than it really is? You think things are going along fairly well, and you're ignoring the problems that may be existing with communication and compromise and creation. And sometimes these are significant enough that they require maybe involvement in counseling to, you know, work on them. But you don't want to do that because that requires making changes in what you're doing in terms of how you're relating to those loved ones. So when you think about these kind of symptoms, does it sound familiar to you? These questions involving the symptoms and these examples, does it sound familiar to you? I'm going to talk about one more symptom before we go to our first break. You have difficulty adapting to societal and technological changes. These are often significant changes that are going on around us that we have to work with, that we have to adapt to and make changes in our way of doing things. So here are some questions to think about regarding that. Do you want the world to stay the same as it's always been? People with higher ego power don't like change, whether it's going on within them in the more immediate sense or maybe going on around them. They just want the world to stay the same. Or do you resist or resent using newer technology? So whether it's computer-related technology or telecommunications technologies, you haven't signed on with regard to making those changes. Or do you resent or resist changing social and societal norms? Things are changing, and for example, the word cultural diversity can maybe be a bad word in your way of looking at things, this whole need to begin to recognize the importance and understanding about cultural diversity. Or does the Black Lives Matter movement bother you? Because it's requiring an understanding of the need for change so that the Black African-American members of our community are not viewed as and treated as second-class citizens anymore. And also, do you long for the world of the past, what you call the good old days, because those represent a time when you preferred things as they were rather than as they may be becoming? So these are some of the things for you to think about, questions in conjunction with that symptom about dealing with societal and technological change. We're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll talk about one more symptom before going on to talk about ego stupidity as it relates to higher ego power and dealing with change. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio. And I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
These are the sounds of a dinner. A dinner that almost didn't happen. A dinner now served, thanks to people like you. Due to COVID-19, 17 million more Americans may face hunger. Feeding America is helping our neighbors in need. And if you're able, you can too. Donations are being accepted at feedingamerica.org/coronavirus. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Feeding America. 200 food banks strong.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity and when it's happening in a higher ego power person's ability, or difficulties that is, in dealing with significant life changes. And some of these examples may seem odd or strange or weird or inappropriate, but that's often because you're not living in that energy. But they are. For those with higher ego power, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based thoughts or feelings or behaviors that affect their ability to work with significant life changes, working to manage them rather than controlling them. And it can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things that they're thinking or feeling or doing are normal when confronted with change, in a way normalizing the abnormal. And like those symptoms I mentioned earlier, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But many others often can, because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter that the higher ego power person is looking through to see what's taking place, particularly when it comes to change. They're intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect, and mentally stable people, but they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, imbalanced, higher ego power energy. And they can often remain stuck there until they heal the energy leading to the symptoms and ego stupidity. And this healing occurs with the use of what I refer to as ego medicine, consisting of, firstly, understanding and knowing what ego is and what it isn't. Quite simply, understanding the nature of the energy that ego is. That's often attempting to help us survive, but unfortunately can often lead us to living at a distance from truly living. And coming to understand the characteristics of this energy involving power and flexibility and vulnerability that I talk about in my other work. And also learning that what ego is not, that ego doesn't have an intellect, it doesn't have an awareness of itself or you or God or anybody. And it doesn't have an intentionality. It's not trying to affect your life in any particular way. It's just an energy that's seeping into your mind, which you work with to create the thoughts and feelings and behaviors that you use to handle things going on in your life, which with today's program deals with change. The second contributor to ego medicine is beginning to tune into your ego energy, learning how much power or flexibility or vulnerability is going on inside of your energy. And this is something that you must work towards with the use of my books and my website and my podcast to tune you in, to get you a handle, a better handle, I guess, on exactly where your energy is and what maybe you need to work with. And then the third contributor involves replacing ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created, not ego. And we replace them with those which are more connected to truth and reality, both of a human and divine nature. So we're going to get started talking a little bit about ego, ego stupidity and reflections of that. And here's the first one. The only good changes are the ones that I have control over occurring. People with higher ego power often emphasize, due to their over-empowerment, the need for control. And this includes the way they deal with change. And their perception or their thinking about change is that it's something I have to have control over. It's almost like it's a battle between life and the control that life will often bring to them, and involving change and their ability to exert the power or control over it. And this is non-reality-based thinking, because there are a lot of times good changes that can happen that are to our benefit that we have no control over. I'm sure that you can think of that in different aspects of your life. This is ego stupidity that can often feed into additional ego stupidity or irrational, inaccurate, non-reality-based thoughts such as, changes can only be bad if I'm not controlling them. People with lower or higher ego power often take the approach that a change will be bad if it's not under my control. Or another non-reality-based thought, when things are changing, I'm losing control. I'm losing control when things are changing. Now, in reality, a lot of times things can be actually going on that are helpful and useful and better for that person in their life than what had been taking place. In a way, actually developing a healthier sense of empowerment within one's life, not based upon the control of dealing with change, but the management of change. Another ego stupidity related thought, I must take control over change. So this is, refers to this need to be aggressive or to reject change or to resist change or to deny change. These are some of the strategies that people with higher ego power often use in working with change. And also, I should decide what changes should or shouldn't happen. Again, this is the higher ego power over-empowerment, over-control thing taking place, in which they become the say-so as to whether a change should or shouldn't be happening. So when your higher ego power is healing, you begin to realize that there can be good changes that happen that you have no control over. And that can be a very good thing. And even learning perhaps to be thankful for these changes having occurred. It's, in some ways, it's almost like life thought of something that you didn't think of, and it was a good thing for it to happen. But until then, when you're thinking that the only good change is the ones I have control over occurring and all the other things I mentioned to you, that's your ego making you stupid. We're going to go on to another reflection of ego stupidity, which is, I have a better understanding than others of what changes should or shouldn't be happening in my life and others. People with higher ego power often think in terms of having a better grasp of things. There's almost a superiority kind of emphasis, which makes them feel more empowered and deserving of having control. And it can be translating into their thinking they have a better grasp of what changes should or shouldn't be happening for themselves or for others. And this is ego stupidity that feeds into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen. This can include that I can make changes for others without consulting them. The idea is that because I understand it better, I know it better, that I can actually just go ahead and, without their permission, make these changes in other people's, in my family members' lives, my children's lives, without even asking them. Or that I can prevent changes from others from occurring without consulting them. So sometimes a change is about to happen, but they can take control by preventing the change from taking place in their lives. Another thought that sometimes comes up is that others should get my permission before making changes in what they are doing. This is, again, that control emphasis, and that people have to go through making any changes, important changes in their life, decisions in their life. You know, it could be things like getting married or not getting married, or what career direction to go in, or what type of things to do in a financial way that suggests that they have the right to tell other people how to live their lives. Also, I don't need to ask others about important changes that I am thinking about making. So this is the person who may not think they need to ask their partner, their spouse, or an important person in their life how they feel about the potential change that may take place. So when your higher ego power is healing, you start to realize that others can offer ideas and input and insight about changes taking place or what may need to happen in order for your life and theirs that could be beneficial. But until then, when you're thinking that you're the one that has the better knowing, the better understanding of what others than others have, or what kinds of changes should or shouldn't be happening, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to go on to another reflection of ego stupidity, which is I can stop change from happening. I can make it stop. I can prevent it from happening. I can block it from happening. People with higher ego power, because of their sense of over-empowerment, often extend the boundary over what they think they control. And it often extends into other people's lives. I mentioned this a little earlier, that they feel they can run other people's lives. And this is the kind of non-reality-based thinking that transitions into other reflections of ego stupidity, such as, I can stop my children from expanding their social horizons. So you're the one, particularly if your kids are starting to get into their middle and later teen years, who could actually prevent them from getting to know people from different ethnic or racial or social income backgrounds, because that reflects a change that you don't approve of, that you don't want to see take place, or that you can stop your children from abandoning your religious beliefs. Again, you have a certain belief system, a religious belief system, and a lot of times in our middle adolescent years, we begin to rethink about that. We begin to, come up with intelligent questions. It's part of the identity formation process where we start to work on defining ourselves, and sometimes that doesn't fall in alignment with the way our parents defined us. Well, the higher ego power person has a lot of trouble with that self-definition, that identity formation, and they feel they can prevent their kids from developing new or different religious beliefs or spiritual beliefs. Or another example, reflection of ego stupidity, is I can stop my partner or my spouse from exploring career options. You know, sometimes people begin to think about doing different things in their lives than the ones that maybe they have been doing for so long. And so this becomes a problem. But the spouse maybe takes strategies. For example, they may not provide the financial support that may be necessary for this person to move forward with that particular part of their lives. Also, I can stop my children from developing career interests I don't approve of. So, you know, this is about the vocational aspects of their life and the course their life is going to take in terms of what they enjoy doing, what they want to develop. And unfortunately, the person with higher ego power believes they can put a block or alter that change from taking place. Maybe they had ambitions for their child or their young adult child person to become a lawyer or a doctor or something else that they thought would be more appropriate for them to pursue. When your higher ego power is healing, you begin to realize that there are limits to the amount of change you can and you should have control over. But until then, when you're thinking that you can stop change from happening through blocking it or rejecting it or denying it, particularly when it involves other people's lives and all the rest, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're going to talk about one more reflection of ego stupidity, which is that I can undo or reverse change that has happened. So this is a situation where changes have already occurred, and in some ways you want to put them in reverse. I'd like to think of this, that people with higher ego power often think they can put the genie back in the bottle, so to speak. They can undo changes that have already happened. That their sense of their empowerment, their over-empowerment, their control over things in life is so intense that they can actually feel they can take that, make that happen. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity. It's like I can turn the present into the past. In some ways, I can reverse time. I can take us back to where things were rather than where they are right now. Or I can turn back the clock and make things the way they once were. I guess that's kind of tied in with that. I can make my family come back home to my way of living life, maybe socially or sexually or religiously or politically or vocationally. You know, these people have gone on with their lives and they've made changes, and this person thinks they can make them stop and go back to where they were. I know that sounds really kind of unusual, maybe even crazy, but when you're into that energy, you don't have a problem with thinking that way. And also there can be the thought that the past was better than the present and we must return to it. This romanticizing of the past is sometimes better than what things are now. When your higher power is healing, you begin to realize that change is inevitable and not something that can be controlled or should be controlled, but rather as something that can be managed in healthy ways. But until then, when you're thinking that you can undo or reverse change that has happened in the lives of others, well, that's your ego making you stupid. We're coming up on our next break. When we return, we'll continue by looking at ego insights. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcome to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Satvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
The United States has the highest rate of incarceration in the world. At the Equal Justice Initiative, we believe mass incarceration has to end. There is this presumption of dangerousness and guilt that gets assigned to black and brown people. We have to confront our history of racial injustice and commit to a new era of truth. There's something better waiting for us, something that feels more like freedom. Truth can inspire change. Please learn more at EJI.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now I want to share some specific insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about involving our ability to deal with change and the difficulties that people with higher ego power are experiencing. These are insights can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to the difficulty dealing with significant life changes. And these are insights that are intended to help you see more of your ego blindness if you happen to be experiencing this energy, and what ego is actually doing when it comes to these difficulties. So here's the first insight. Your higher ego power, voice, or energy is stopping you from knowing that you're approaching significant life changes as if they are threats to the control that you need to have over life. You're approaching them, these changes, if they are in ways threats to your control that you need to have over your life. And it's leading you to approach change as if it were a foreign entity, not an inevitable part of life, but something outside of what goes on with life, and an enemy that you need to resist. So in some respects, change is an enemy because it violates your needs for control. It's preventing you from the greater empowerment that comes from working with and managing change. There's actually a great deal of empowerment that fits in with the life and living life well that comes with working with change and managing change. But you're not able to experience that because of the over-empowerment, the higher ego power that's going on inside of your ego energy. And it's preventing you from experiencing a friendship with change, which can promote true empowerment. I talk about a friendship, a good relationship, a healthy relationship in which you deal with change in a way that optimizes what it has to offer to you. And also, it's preventing you from balance with life in which you can recognize the healthiness of limits over how much you control. There's actually a pretty healthy thing about life that can take place in which we share the control, share the influence, come to the wisdom of understanding that to a point life influences us and to another point we influence life. But this is something that people with higher ego power have difficulty grasping. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to go on to another insight. Your higher ego power voice is preventing you from realizing that change is an inevitable part of your life, and it's not intended to loosen your control over it. This is something that's very difficult for people with higher ego power to grasp, the inevitability of change in those important life areas that I mentioned earlier. And it's not out to loosen your control over it, but when you're looking at things, when you're looking at life, you're looking at change, and you're so intently involved with control, which is what over-empowerment often leads many people to do. When change occurs, it's viewed, the inevitability of it's just something a person has difficulty with grasping. And so it's also leading you to approach change with resistance as your primary or main approach. That is the rejection of change, the denial of change, the aggressive management of change. These are all the ways that develop in response to change. Again, emanating from the higher ego power energy. And it's leading you to think that change isn't inevitable and that you can control all of it. It's as if the change isn't inevitable. That's not a reality-based thought, given the nature of life and the change that transpires throughout our lives in so many different ways. And it's leading you to think that you should and you must control change. Again, here's that emphasis on I need to control change because that's the higher ego power seeping into your mind that has you approaching change from that vantage point, from that approach strategy. And it's leading you to think that you can, should, and must control the change taking place in the lives of others. You know, when you're getting off into the deep end, I'll call it the higher end of the ego power volume level, at the very high ends, you begin to, again, try to think that you should be working to and running other people's lives. When you awaken and are more conscious of your higher ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight, your higher ego power energy is preventing you from seeing the role that change can have in experiencing a better life than the one you seek to control. That you can experience a better life, but the ego power energy is blocking that approach. It's preventing you from developing healthy management abilities such as compassion or understanding or empathy in working with and managing change. It's preventing you from experiencing a healthy balance within your relationship with life. And that's built upon shared influence, shared control, reflected in working with and managing change rather than seeking to control it. It's also preventing you from taking a path that life can take you on that may be better than the one your needs for control will take you on. Sometimes life is going to help you get to a better place, a healthier place in the changes that may occur than the one your excessive and intense needs for control are bringing about. And it's preventing you from recognizing the doors and the opportunities that change has to offer. You know, one of the things I remember from teaching developmental psychology was telling the college students who were 20-something years of age about how a half of them in the class, which was roughly 60, would not be doing the thing that they thought they would be doing 20 years from now in terms of their careers. But that may often be a very good thing because in a way they've opened up and allowed things to take place that led them to a better place. They were responsive to the potential and the opportunities and the changes that would be available. When you awaken and you're more conscious of your higher ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Got one more insight I want to share with you. Your higher ego power is preventing you from wanting to better understand change because the reasons for it may violate your needs for control. You know, this need for control is getting in the way of understanding it. It's keeping you from gaining insight and understanding that can grow your ability to manage change. And it's actually disempowering you in dealing with change due to the distance you're keeping from this insight and understanding. It's also leading to the misperceptions you have about change because they are filtered through your needs for control. So you have a weaker grasp of change. And that you're also over-personalizing changes as intentionally trying to limit your control over life and others. So these are all the things that are taking place. When you awaken and are more conscious of your ego power, higher ego power, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Last, during today's program, we're going to take a look at how higher ego power can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to dealing with significant life changes. We're taking a look at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds. When ego is getting in the way of working with the significant changes taking place in our life. And each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. And here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with higher ego power who are failing to be their divinity. We'll start with being the love God is. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage significant life changes with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity doesn't involve trying to control, resist, reject, or undo the inevitable changes that are taking place within you and around you, in others, and the world. When your higher power has you placing conditions on the changes taking place that require them to submit to your needs for control, you're not being the unconditional love God is toward these important changes. And when your higher power is weakening the connection of meeting these changes with love, instead of the disconnection of anger and resentment that you often bring to them, you're not being the connective love God is toward these changes. When your higher power is burdening you with the weight of anger and resentment, rather than the weightlessness of love in dealing with change, you're not being the unburdened love God is toward these changes. And when your higher ego power is limiting the use of love in working to understand and manage these changes, you're not being the unlimited love God is toward these changes. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and you're less spiritually well. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is. People with higher power have difficulty being spiritually well when they are dishonoring and disrespecting the changes taking place in themselves, others, and the world, with over-empowerment-rooted thoughts intended to exert control over them. Your divinity involves honoring and respecting these changes as you seek to work with and manage them with truth and understanding. When your higher ego power is leading you to dishonor and disrespect these changes with faulty ideas about how they seek to disempower you, you're not being the life God is toward these important changes. And when your higher ego power is leading to your dishonoring and disrespecting these changes with resistance and failure to understand how they can enrich your life, you're not being the life God is toward these changes. When your higher power is leading you to dishonor yourself and others with narrow, faulty beliefs about how you must exercise control over the changes taking place in others, you're not being the life God is toward the changes which must occur in others. And also, when your higher power is leading you to dishonor yourself and others with failure to recognize the limits of what must be controlled by you in dealing with change, you're not being the life God is when engaging in these efforts. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well. Last, we're going to look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the other wondrous things that we've been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. A capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with higher ego power have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage important life changes with the light of truth and understanding. Your divinity involves healing and transformation, in which you are willing to work with and manage change by seeking the truth and understanding that has and is leading to their occurrence. It involves healing and transformation in which you are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding about change that you do not know. When higher ego power is keeping you at a distance from truth and understanding about why change is happening, you're not being the energy God is in working with change and managing it. When higher ego power is leading you to fail to recognize the benefits of change and how it can lead to a better place in your life, you're not being the energy God is in knowing the abundance that can take place within change. When your higher ego power is leading you to fail to welcome the change that may be needed within yourself, others, and the world, you're not being the energy God is towards the personal and collective evolution that is part of God's plan. And when your higher ego power is leading you to see change as a means to disempowering you, you're not being the energy God is towards the healing and transformative value of change for yourself, others, and the world. So when all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality and are less spiritually well and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, Please know that we often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on higher ego power and difficulty working with significant life changes, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.